Morris's heart just got even more achy breaky.
And Juvenile just had a special day, and you won't believe what it was.
Plus, Amy Robach is embracing someone new, and it's a different version of herself. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, y'all. Rihanna always keeps us guessing about her music. She was recently spotted wearing a shirt that said, "I'm retired." But apparently, it was just for fun. She hasn't stopped making music. She's just coming at it from a new perspective now. Rihanna said this, "I have been working on a new album for so long that I kind of just put all that to the side. And now I'm prepared to go back in the studio. So I'm gonna start. Give me a second." So now her last music was 2 years ago for Wakanda Forever. You would think forever is how long we're gonna have to wait.
Oh yeah, it's like wait on you forever.
Yeah, like girl, yeah. Like you've been really fancy hair, fancy beauty, fancy diapers, fancy food. Where's fancy album?
But why are they bothering this woman, huh? She's not gonna do no more music. She doing just like Kim Kardashian. Has she made any more sex tapes?
No. Hold on now.
But she's making
Rihanna
so much money though.
I don't know what talent
she's
Kim Kardashian
busy.
Got.
She's busy doing something else right now.
That's why she ain't gonna make no music.
She'll make music whenever she feels like it and gets ready.
I don't think she is,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but she lied. Yes.
So what do you think we're going to get first? Dr. J's detox album or Rihanna's new album?
Neither.
Listen, I'm going to go. I already ordered Fenty hair, child. I'm just going to settle down for Fenty hair, Fenty makeup. Whatever Rihanna decided to give me, I'm just going to take it at this point, child.
Just go out and Fenty Nall.
All right, well, Billy Ray Cyrus, he married a singer named Fire Rose back in October. You guys, of course, you remember. But it seems like the flame has died.
I'm not surprised.
Womp. He's looking to end the marriage. In whatever way he can, he reportedly filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences, as well as inappropriate marital conduct.
Whoa.
Billy Ray, who is 62, also apparently requested an annulment from Fire Rose, who is 37, saying the marriage was based on fraud. Ooh. This is three strikes for him. Are some people not supposed to get married, guys?
So wait, he's under the impression that she was using him for his money?
No!
No, but I don't understand what happened with him and Thyroid. So
him and Thyroid?
She said what not? It was marital.
Fire Rose.
Fire Rose. This whole time I thought you said Thyroid. I'm like,
oh, it's not Thyroid.
I thought you said that. I didn't know that. I was like, damn, I don't know they name kids Thyroid. It's cute. But no, like he didn't really detail what happened in between the marriage. So who was marital? What's marital misconduct?
But
what
is fraud? That's why I know. First of all, these dumbass men would start checking out these women before they married, and they wouldn't have these problems, honey. You looking at her because she's young, he old as dirt. That's what happened.
62 is not old as dirt, but down enough. To 37 is a bit of a gap. You really got to know that.
But what if he committed the marital misconduct?
Right.
Ooh. But I'm happy to see marital misconduct instead of irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
But
he's
saying fraud.
Up with something new. And fraud. That's cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
Okay.
All right. On the TJ and Amy Robach podcast, Amy Robach recently shared that with TJ Holmes, she's able to express more of her feminine side. Mm. She explained that she always projected boss lady energy in the past.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, right. But now she says, I've always been like, I'm the doer, I'm the getter, I'm the maker, I'm the creator, I'm the breadwinner. And so it's interesting about accepting, and not just accepting, but embracing the other side of yourself in the right relationship. By the way, her ex, Andrew Hsu, and TJ's ex, Mary Lee, were recently seen showing PDA in public. So that relationship is also going strong. So is Amy shading Andrew, y'all, by saying
all
this?
All the way. It also sounds like she was maybe pounding him out. You know what I'm saying? Based off of the things she was saying when you read it slowly.
I can't quite peg it, but there might have been something going on in that relationship. Also, I'm sorry, Amy, but neither you or TJ are the breadwinner right now. You have the
That's
podcast.
What I'm saying. Y'all ain't even got no bread loaf. Y'all ain't got the last slice of bread. Both of y'all ain't got no job, so you're not about to convince me that TJ Holmes is bringing home the bread to you and you in your feminine era. Girl, please.
They're getting the same amount of bread from doing the podcast.
Well, but she getting more than him, honey. That's why he's sitting his butt right there, honey, and being Mr. Soft Guy and let her be softer. So that's what
well,
that really is.
She's not the breadwinner anymore.
Yeah, but she got more money than him, huh? She's a white woman, huh? He's a black man still. She getting more money
Stop
than him, huh?
Spinning that narrative. It's not always like that, man.
Hair crack hates this.
Yeah. Let me.
All right, well, talk about getting ahead of yourself. So Race Walker, Laura Garcia thought she was about to win the bronze medal in the woman's 20-kilometer race walk at the European Athletics Championships, but got a surprise when this happened. Take a look.
Bueno, incluso bueno, ahí, bueno. Levanta el brazo. No la ve, mira, levanta el brazo.
Oh,
oh, no.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, oh, no. Surprise.
Oh. Wow.
Lord, did she not see the other person closing in on her?
Evidently she didn't, babe. But and I think she was trying to play like she had a stroke. Look how she was holding her arm when she was running.
But can I ask y'all a question? I did not know race walking was a sport.
Yeah. You don't see the people in the mall sometimes early in the weekend trying to get it going?
If we all went into a race walking Olympics right now, who y'all think would win?
Gary.
Clearly. Yeah.
Gary, you do.
He has the legs for that sport.
You do be getting your skedaddle.
Let me tell you something. Time waits for no one, baby. I better walk on.
Mind you, you be getting your Speedy Gonzalez on in your flip flops. I've never seen that.
You hit me. He moved like a shoplifter.
Representing Dish Nation, Gary with the T.
Get that gold medal, homie.
Well, New Orleans hip hop icon Juvenile has made countless people worldwide back that ass up. Oh. And to pay homage to that, NOLA is celebrating the 25th anniversary of Juvie's Back That Ass Up music video by declaring June 11th as Back That Ass Up Day.
Okay.
Oh my God.
It's your boy Juvie the Great. And check me out, man. The mayor done made it official.
Yo, man, I love New Orleans because they're so festive. I think this is a dope way to celebrate him, you know, Cash Money's musical legacy. What say y'all?
I can't believe it took 25 years. Like, do you know how many cultures, how many people around the world, when that song comes on,
they go crazy.
Everybody I'm talking about even like at church functions.
That song has made it to white people wedding playlists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is everywhere.
But I don't like, I'm offended by it. Because when the Queens were backing their asses up, everybody talked about them. Now they're making it a big official day. That's not a good look.
Who was talking about who?
Did you?
Oh, the Queens?
Yes.
Well, who got a problem with the Queens backing
their
ass up?
Well, we was backing our asses up, everybody talking about.
Did the Queens have a really catchy song?
They was using that damn song.
That don't hit like what in the butt don't hit like back that ass up. You know what I'm saying? I need a better champion.
Not doing
Pride Month. Gotta get some better rhymes there.
Well, anyway, baby, speaking of New Orleans royalty, looks like Brad's lovely wife, Miss Judy, honey, wanted to get punctified and did the unthinkable.
Ooh.
So Miss Judy decided to celebrate Pride Month by incorporating a new hairstyle that also shows her love to my niece, Brad. Ooh, take a look at this.
Oh, that's dope.
Oh, that's dope.
That's really dope.
Lord have mercy.
Brad, how does it feel to have such a loving wife?
I love it. It's the best thing ever. I hope everybody can find love one day the way I got it.
Aww.
Well, Brad,
I've never seen anyone dote on someone the way she dotes on you like
that. Yeah, and vice versa, too.
Listen, child.
They both love honey. Each other.
Yes, we do.
I think they have a diamond mine somewhere that they...
You think what?
Y'all got a diamond mine somewhere that y'all just dig up and love each other with.
No.
So, like, how do you return the favor?
Yeah.
Like, because do you do that, like, that, what, like, you did this, now I gotta top that. It's like, have you thought about what you're gonna do?
We go back to back. I'll tell you later, I can't tell you.
You got a Judy tattoo?
No, I don't have
She said they go
tattoo.
Back to back.
Is that the only place you have your name shaved at?
Is that shaved?
That's braid. That's braid.
It's called braid.
Oh, braids. Oh.
Yeah, no more hair can get braided.
I love it.
We're skinless, darling.
Okay.
Skinless cats.
Slip on to the next story. Up next, The Bachelor's Joey Graziadei and his fiancée, Kelsey Anderson. They've got a unique living arrangement. We'll tell you more after the break. Yeah, it's really unique.
Mm. I can't believe he actually got a fiancée out of this.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. The Bachelor's Joey Graziadei is now engaged to Kelsey Anderson. But the two have found themselves in a unique living situation after the show. Check out how life is after The Bachelor.
Yeah, I was still working. And so I was like, you know, I got to go back to my, like, I'm not quitting my job.
Yeah.
So, and he was just living with his sister. So I was like, you can move in with me. I had I have a very big room. And my roommates were all in. They're like, we can't wait to get to know Joey. And it's kind of like a new girl situation.
Yeah, I'm on a like comedy sketch right now. I feel like I'm full on in a new girl situation. There's three girls and one Joey.
Why?
And I'm just like sitting there in the middle.
Why
of
did you guys not film it?
Yeah. Would you guys move in with your partner and the roommates?
into their big room?
Into their
one big room?
Well, I think she had a room, but there's like her three friends. So then there's what, five people living there
that's
now?
That's a lot of pressure on a relationship, yo.
And if you have a sexual man, I'm sure he would love that. He gets to have all the women. When one go to work, he could be with the other one. So,
In the fantasy world, you would think that's how it would go, but in real life, like you gonna be dealing with people whose cycles is on different schedules, and like you gonna be under mad pressure, yo.
My thing is, if you watch the Bachelorette season that he was on, he was not a catch at all. So I couldn't even believe that they gave him his own Bachelor season, and y'all gave this to a man who ain't have his own place to stay.
Yeah. Well, you know, like maybe like they could spin off like Bachelor, homeless Bachelor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who is doing that?
You should be surprised. This could end up on Zeus.
Usually you go on a Bachelor to get with a Bachelor who got money, who could set you up so you could live a better life. No, y'all on red carpets and all that, and you going home to three other girls and your man who ain't got no home.
They trying to put a different spin on it.
I guess.
I mean, he used to be around a bunch of chicks. So he can make it work for him if his, you know, if his gift to gab is great.
Got a lot of practice now.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, moving on to someone who doesn't live with his wife anymore. Tom Brady's trousers that he wore his last NFL game before retiring went for some big bucks at the Gray Flannel auction. The bidding started at $10,000, but eventually the pants sold for $89,000, y'all. The pants included the date of the game and Tom's name handwritten inside the waistband. So who do you think bought this? Maybe Giselle's new man to wear while he's teaching her some jujitsu?
So what does that 34-12 stand for, his waist and
waist size? Yeah.
What's the 12?
I believe that's his number.
Oh.
When he was
A Patriot.
A Buccaneer, I believe.
Oh, that's a Buccaneer, my
right? Bad. These are Buccaneer pants. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a Falcon.
Well, would y'all buy a pair of Tom Brady drawers for $89,000?
I ain't buying nobody's drawers for nothing.
No. You wouldn't pay for it. If you had a nice, beautiful Russian woman come in with nice drawers, you wouldn't pay for them?
Well, there's a difference in me buying them used and me buying them brand new.
Well, I pay $89,000 for them. They're going in a case somewhere.
We just talked
till I get ready to sell them again, so they'd be worth double, so they're not ruined,
worn, touched. Oh, well, you're a businesswoman, so. Evidently, they got a lot of money. They're going to pay that much money. I would buy them if I had the money. I mean, you wear them and say, oh, these were Tom's.
Nobody going to recognize them pants. Yeah. them drawers, you know? Like,
don't nobody give a damn about them drawers.
Unless you get a t-shirt that say, these are Tom Brady shorts.
I'm wearing Tom Brady's pants.
And we still not going to care.
Right.
Well, coming up, honey, Sexy Red went bow, bow, bow at a New Jersey airport, honey. We'll explain what happened after the break.
Darius, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow.
She said bow.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, someone say bow, bow, bow. Y'all, a video of Sexy Red tussling at Newark Airport was obtained by TMZ, and it's everywhere. According to the video, Sexy and her crew were a tad bit perturbed with a group of people taking unauthorized photos of her.
That's a heavy bat to try to swing, though. That stanchion or whatever that is. That dude lost his shirt.
How that dude don't have a shirt at the airport?
Okay. Oh.
Here she comes. Watch her with this big. She got the stanchion. Woo!
Oh!
This guy's like, no.
Oh, my God. At the airport?
No, let me get him.
Yeah. Oh. Is this over some photos?
Yeah. Oh, no. So, unfortunately, she was arrested for disorderly conduct, but sis hopped on social media to let everyone know that she was okay and even asked the people who were part of the altercation to DM her so she could pay for their phones?
Okay.
What? Sexy made her first appearance on WWE in May. Do y'all think she's still, like, feeling like a wrestler since that appearance? Is that Jonathan Luther King Majors next to her?
No.
That is not John Majors. John Luther King Majors? No.
He's the NXT champion right now.
Right. Is that Coretta Scott King Megan Good's husband?
Yeah. Hit him sexy. Hit him sexy.
That's a bunch of caca. That is the alliest thing I've ever seen. That's ridiculous.
It's not the alley.
Have you heard
her
music?
She in a damn bonnet. First of all, we talk about bonnets.
Ain't nothing wrong with bonnets. Get yours at kaleidoscope.com.
You fight in the apple like a bunch of damn ignorant people.
Gary, if we all together and somebody try to jump on you, we all brawling, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
We all jumping in.
Yeah,
point
Gary,
blank, period. Some of us might go to jail. Whoever didn't go, get the next person out. Okay.
Oh, Gary, well, that's so nice of y'all.
Gary's in trouble and he goes, bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Shop West Chrome.
And first up, we've got the Airspace cooling fan. It has 5 speed options that you can see in its little digital display right here.
It has a sleek silhouette and seamlessly integrates into any interior decor.
Ooh, you can easily tilt it, and it produces minimal white noise for peaceful sleep.
Ooh, and it comes in 3 exquisite colors, blue, pink, and white, that allows you to express your unique style.
It can go for as high as $62.99, but we've got you for $19.99 today.
Yes. Especially for it to be wireless and portable.
Okay.
All right, now next, are you tired of battling bugs and sacrificing fresh air? Yes. Well, say goodbye to pesky intruders and hello to a breath of fresh air with this magnetic mesh screen door.
It's so convenient. It's a breeze to install and perfect for busy households with children and pets.
Oh, honey, this is perfect and just in time for the summer. Oh, hey, Craig, how much is it?
All right, Gary, now usually this goes for as high as $40, but we got you. It's only for the low, low price of $14.99.
Okay. Wow. All right. For details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? This code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
So, what product does everybody prefer?
Summer, man. I'm going to need both of these.
We'll need both. That's for sure.
Run that fan.
Yes. Well, up next, honey, a grandma proves age ain't nothing but a number. Stay tuned for more Dish to find out what she did.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Let's get into this.
Dish coming.
So somebody's grandmama up in Philly showed all the AARP ladies how they can have a hot granny summer. This granny has gone viral for jumping off the roof one car to another despite people yelling at her to not do it, y'all.
No.
Look at this. They need to figure out something better to do with their time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm not gonna lie, though. When I see that dude holding up the punch bag, I feel like that's a party I would like to be at.
Hmm?
Why would she do that?
It's giving senior citizens Freaknik.
My God, yeah.
What'd you do, toss her keys over there first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's gonna get
them. Are they at the Amazon?
She tossed her keys in her medicine.
Yeah. Are they at the Amazon place?
At Amazon. Yeah.
They're at an Amazon. Yeah. Hopefully Amazon could Amazon her a new hip because she gonna need it.
Some new thighs.
Yeah, she gonna need that.
It's mostly girls. Their roses probably didn't come in and they went to go see what Amazon didn't deliver yet.
And they were cheering their own.
Yeah. Gary, you ever jump on a roof of anything?
Have I ever jumped on a roof?
Yeah.
Didn't you go to jail? Didn't you have to go? They didn't chase you somewhere?
No, I walked.
Oh. Anybody else's grannies this wild?
Nah, not at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Not at all.
Somebody might have got freaky at a march or something, but.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. That's about it.
They'd be real horny after them, you know, fighting for civil liberties.
Justice, yeah. Civil rights, they used to get it in now.
Well, y'all, that's all the Dish we have for today. Y'all come back now. You hear? Bye.
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 Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.